Project 613, day 129. Some more mitzvahs associated with Truma, the tax that every Jew, the 2% tax that every Jew gave from his or her produce to the Kohen in the land of Israel. As we learned yesterday, only the Kohen and his family is allowed to eat from that Truma. Let's go a little further. Let's say there is a Kohen who, for whatever reason, was not circumcised. He did not have a bris. Such a person, such a Kohen, is not allowed to eat from the Truma. And here's another important thing that is relevant to everyone that can eat Truma. Truma must be eaten in a state of ritual purity. As we're going to learn later on, there are many scenarios of how a person can become ritually impure. In fact, it's possible that when a person does a mitzvah, they should become impure. For example, the mitzvah of burying the dead. Coming in contact with a corpse renders someone ritually impure. In order to become purified, they have to go through a process, going to the mikveh. In the case of coming in contact with a corpse, they need to be sprinkled with the waters of the red heifer. If a kohen is ritually impure, the kohen is not allowed to eat from the truma. A kohen's wife, children, slaves, if they are ritually impure, they are not allowed to partake from the truma. As we mentioned, truma means elevated food, holy food, separated food, and it must be eaten in a state of ritual purity. Thank you for watching. More tomorrow.